Good morning, it's 8464CA. Well, as we well know, if you're in business, it's been a really, really difficult 18 months. But at the same time, as we've talked about in the last week or so, so many opportunities just around the corner. Well, an opportunity coming up this Thursday, it's a business breakfast with Sam Harrop. Now, Sam, the title of this particular breakfast is Maximise the Value of Your Business. At this time and this climate, a very topical thing. Sam, good morning, welcome.
Good morning, thanks for having me.
Great to have you along this morning. We've got some really interesting things to talk about. But look, let's just generally talk about, you know, net zero emissions, not specifically, but just in general terms. So many changes happening in the world. The pandemic, obviously the impact on so many businesses in the tropical north and right across the world. So for a lot of people, if they haven't kept up with the demands of what their clients need, what the market needs, it's a tough time to be in business.
It is a tough time. It's actually really interesting. If anything, we've always spoken about a two-speed economy up here, and it's almost increased that. There are a lot of businesses that are super, super busy, but also we are coining the term a profitless boom, as in they're busy, but the price of materials, supply, and all of that is creating problems.
Sure.
And then on the other side, we've seen with our tourism and even some sections of retail where it's really quiet and down. So what we've actually seen is a couple of businesses have experienced what we call a profitless boom. They've got super, super busy, but they're not making the money they think they're making because the cost of inputs, material, labor, supply has all gone up. So that's harder. And then on the other side, we've got businesses like our tourism-based businesses that are finding it really, really hard. You know,
sure.
We're not getting, the borders are closed. It's really hard. So there's a lot of noise in the market. A lot of people are distracted. What do we do? We don't have control. There's nothing worse than having that feeling of not being in control. And, you know, my advice is often is, we need to look with a slightly longer term, be further down the future. Your customers or your clients' needs and wants aren't fundamentally going to change. And so go back to the basics and just cut out some of this noise and think 6 months, 12 months time. And Murray, it's hard, right? We're still sitting here. We don't know when they're going to open up the borders.
Sure.
And it seems to be a moving target. You know, they say, well, when we get 80%, we're going to open it. And then it's like, yeah, but there's some parts of the community that haven't got it open. And it's... Business needs a deadline. You know, if they could turn around and say, everybody that's going to ground here, but everybody that's wanted to have a vaccination has had the opportunity to have a vaccination. I think that's really important that they've had the opportunity. But we're going to open the borders on the 1st of December or whatever that case may be. Will be really good for business confidence. It'll be really good for everyone. Yes, there's a downside, right, which is like, our hospital's going to be able to cope.
Sure.
And,
sure.
You know, that saying is very close to my heart as well. We experienced that just recently with my parents in South Africa. You know, they both passed away as a result of COVID within 10 days of each other. My mother was already in hospital, so her system was compromised. But she passed away, and my dad passed away 10 days later. And we were fighting to get him admitted to a hospital because there were no beds. So I sit on here and I can see both sides. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you lost them both. That's really sad. Within 10 days of each other.
Yeah, and literally it was so quick. It was so sudden. But, you know, it's a reality. It really is. So,
and for people that deny that COVID-19 is not real, I mean, there's a personal experience from somebody who lost both their parents within 10 days. That's really sad. They had a business in South Africa as well, so you're now left in a situation where you can't get there to even look at selling it.
Yeah, so actually, that's a bit around... Really fortunate that my parents had built a valuable business. It wasn't entirely dependent upon them. It was able to continue to operate. So once they opened up for business again, the business was able to operate, but we then had to sell the business. So my sister and I inherited the business, so to speak, but now it's around finding a buyer. Mm-hmm. And if my parents hadn't built a valuable business, it wouldn't be saleable. And so this is an extreme situation.
Sure.
But we've actually managed to find a potential buyer, and we had to go through the whole process. We at one stage, we were talking to seven different interested parties. It was a deliberate strategy that my sister and I applied because it created competitive tension.
That's the key thing. Let's talk about this and bringing it back to the specifics of this breakfast that's happening on Thursday. Maximize the value of your business. About 90% of businesses, the owners believe that they are not prepared to sell. Interestingly, 84% of businesses do not sell, and about 7 out of 10 business owners plan to sell in the next 5 years or so, regardless of when that time is for you. I guess building that value and I guess looking forward to the future is one of the key things that you're going to be talking about, especially when so many businesses are pivoting and rebuilding at this time.
Absolutely. So, a strong, profitable business is a valuable business. And then if you've got a valuable business, you can choose the time when you want to sell. And you're in control of the sale. So people say, oh, Sam, I'm not planning on selling my business. Not yet, right? And I go, that's great. Yep. Let's build a strong, profitable business. And then when you're ready, you can sell on your terms. And so sometimes people go, oh, I don't want people to know that I'm thinking of selling my business. Well, if you're thinking of selling your business now, the chances of you realizing the full value of your business is limited.
Sure.
But if you start to prepare, and it can take anything from 6 months to 60 months, you know, depending on what stage your business is at, you can start to get things in place so that when you make that decision to sell, you can really get good value for it. You can get paid a handsome price for it.
It's a bit like building your superannuation fund in a lot of ways. You're not about to do it, but you're making those plans for the future.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you've nailed it. I'd agree with that 100%. And it's small changes that you do now that make a massive, massive difference. It also helps some people. Somebody turns around and says, hey, you know what? I'm not ready to sell just yet, but I want to be able to have the option or opportunity to sell in sort of 3 to 5 years' time when my kids have left home or I'm hitting retirement age. Great. Now's a really good time to start working on the stuff to get that business valuable and saleable.
And especially as we've, you know, discussed this morning, is focusing on some of those opportunities in such a, you know, changing market. And of course, a lot of unknowns, certainly some certainty is what we need around the corner, you know, with borders and all that type of thing. But looking beyond that, I guess meeting the market is one of the key things, as you can tell. And it's good to get, even though it's very difficult for us to talk about that sad personal perspective. Sam's a great talker and about what's happened to your parents there. The Business Breakfast is presented by the Cairns Chamber of Commerce. Maximise the value of your business. It's happening at the Shangri-La for breakfast this Thursday morning. Contact the Chamber for more details. Really inspirational to talk to you as always. He's an author. He's a business maximiser. Coach is probably the best way to put him. Sam Harrop, thank you so much for your time and we'll look forward to seeing you on Thursday morning.
Thank you so much for having me. Really enjoy these sessions, Murray. Thank you.
Cheers. There are songs that make you...